Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week is a double Parsha, Parshas Bahar Bechukosai. The beginning of Parshas Bahar opens with a discussion of the Shemitah year, the sabbatical year, when all work on the land is forbidden, at least in the land of Israel. That includes plowing, planting, and all sorts of normal work that are done to grow things and to maintain the land are largely forbidden. Immediately after the Torah completes its discussion of the Shemitah year, the Torah moves on to discussing the laws of acquiring things, selling, buying, and so on and so forth. And the sudden transition from the laws of Shemitah to the laws of purchasing, of selling and buying, and business transactions, and how to properly conduct oneself in business transactions is a little bit odd. What is the connection between the Shemitah and the world of business? The focus of Shemitah is not just giving the land a rest, but rather it's the recognition that everything belongs to Hashem, and everything we have is from Hashem. And much as the seventh day of the week, the Shabbos day, is the day when we cease all work, all creative work in this world, we recognize that God Himself created the world and everything in it is His, and we cease doing any sort of creative work and leave the world and recognize that ultimately it's God who is running everything and everything exists because of Him. By the same token, on the Shemitah year, we recognize that everything that we have, the land that we work and that we toil on and that produces for us, ultimately belongs to Hashem, belongs to God, and what we have is only because God wants us to have it. And the same God who allows the grain to grow and provides for us in the other 6 years, through our efforts and through our toil, can also provide for us in the seventh year, even as we stay at home and we study Torah for a year and we serve God for a year instead of going out to the fields. I believe that this may be the answer to the continuation and the connection between the Shemitah and the business world. Because a person can go out in the business world and say, what does business have to do with my Judaism, with God? I go to the synagogue, I pray, I study Torah, I give charity. But when I come to the office, when I go into my store, into my business, that's my business. And that's the other part of my life. And the Torah first teaches us an important lesson with the Shemitah year, that everything we have, all our possessions, the land that we toil and we work on, that we earn our living from, is God's, and He's the one who decides what we get and what we don't get. And it doesn't really matter how much effort we put in, although we do have to make our efforts, but ultimately He is the one in charge and He'll decide what we get. Once we understand that idea, once we've internalized that idea, then we can go out into the business world, we can go out and start selling things and buying things and acquiring things, because we recognize that while I may acquire things, while I may achieve and accomplish, ultimately it's God pulling the strings and it's God who's deciding if I'll be successful or not. Once we have an understanding that everything we have, all our possessions, all our acquisitions, our gifts from God, we can begin to go out into the business world and to follow the rules and laws of the Torah, how Hashem expects us to conduct ourselves in business as much as how we conduct ourselves in the synagogue. I hope you enjoy this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.